het beuze behoorten is een.
Schiele zo schach is. De jijne zo te verrein. De zich is heel leden. Je schiet wat ik niet zie is aan de wereld. Met zie is er allemaal leuk.
De mifka.
Ja, het is een cool type of language. Het is used on the three heavies. Akile Taiwa Velkovit, met zie is er allemaal leuk. Somebody that's Mitzvah Salam Na'olam, it's pretty severe. It's like about as bad as you can get. I mean,
which Olam are we talking about?
So you can take your choice, it's twofold. The main two choices are Olam Hazeh and Olam Hava. And both we can't have them covered, and for these four, they do the job very nicely. Mitzvah Salam, they can destroy a person in Olam Hazeh and Olam Hava. Now, Pekin, there's the first thing that strikes us is that these don't seem to be on the surface such strong chamurim. Chamutim. Somebody come on and tell you that it's supposed to sleep in the way?
I hope not.
You want to find out more, yes. So, save the.
Maybe we will.
I'm foolish, I was awesome. What does it mean? Does it mean anybody who slips after Amun HaShachar is going to get hit with this mission? So the Alistair of Nossim very often almost always gives us it's a verse of Alistair of Nossim, so it gives us the same Mishnah but in wider, broader explained. So here he explains this very, very specifically. Shemesh Shal Shachris means Ketzad Melamed Shalo Yishaven Odom Lishayin Ad Shetav Olav Zaman Kineshma. A person should not intend. I can't imagine anybody doing this. But a person should not intend to sleep in the morning until he's going to miss Kriyishma. So you should not should have a little man Kriyishma and then to put him in the Kriyishma. Amazing. If you intend to sleep it out until you're going to wake up and find out, you actually did miss Kriyishma. How do you like that? Amazing. Okay. I just read the words. Why not? So, comes out, and he didn't say Kishma this morning. That does come out from not saying Kishma. And they're doing the prosik initially from this. I think it's all kind of clear now. Prosik initially. Shinem, Omar Otzel Shachal Bedeh, Ari Ibn Harechoyes, Hadelis Tisei Valtziro, and Otzel Amitosa. Prosik Shach, the portion of Spain over there. These are three different parts of the Otzel's life policies. One that refers directly to our mitzvah is a delatisa batzira, meaning that people are going in and out of the house, people are out, that the door is unlocked and moving already, and he's still on his bed. He had posik for this. But Bacholikin was clearly, everything aside, but clearly states over here that the Shinish Shachris that the Mishnah is beheading you for is the Shini Shal Shachris that comes in contact with Zman Kriyishma. Here it's explained as Tchilosei B'meizid with Sofer Goyinus. Sofer B'sholig. He was Mischavin. Mischavin Al Nishan Ashutavel of Zman Kriyishma. And then lo and behold, he missed it.
at that point is already Brevanoyas. I should get person I was mechavin to bump you in the nose. I shouldn't do that because it may come out that you bump him in the nose. If you intend to bump in the nose, you say, yeah, you shouldn't do that. Don't intend to steal, because if you intend to steal, it may come out that you stole. That's so clear. But the whole thing what we have here clear, that's chapter portion of all the shame code. Well, it's based on the price. But the problem here is Kriyashma. This first part of the Mishnah, Shayna Shal Shachris, stands out as a sore thumb on the other parts of the Mishnah. The win here is just the Hachis. The common road is this. Shayna Shal Shachris will tell us how to feel of this man. The Tyson says Kishma, the other Hashem says Kishma. Vayenu, for reasons unknown to common men, is decided to call Hashem Vatla Tvila Vizmana. With all the other parts of the Mishnah, the Yayin Shal Tzarayim, the Sichos HaYolod, the Mishnah's brother in his series, the main subject of the Mishnah, in the Matzinus Adam HaOilam, always Hashem explained this way. Let's see the video. Matthias Adam and Oilon. Ki, Alman River Adam. What is this person greeted for? Good question. I ask it now. Ki, Alman River Adam, Ach La Asik Vitoya. Man was created only to be Isaac Vitoya. There is Gemara, Adam, the Omo Yulod, maybe the Omo Yulain, Omo Pe, Maskana is Omo Toya. All of Omo Yulod. The Taya. Person was created the Taya. It continues. Emotional. Today we're not so. I'm just warming up, so we have to explain these things very clearly. As a Moshe. Moshe the Melech. She mustn't make a kiss of the Abra. The Melech gave his head hundreds of them. And he is Shlich on the Yam. Shlichum sounds like lazy. So now he's having money. So what do you do? So Chosu Bikishu Menu Achei. Go back to the Melech and say, how about some more? Hala Roi Shala Yitun La Yosef. Kach Misha Eno Yosef Yotayim. Matina Salim and Oilo. A person was only river to be Yosef Yotayim. Here's a Pasuk in Mishlei again. Oich Yom Mishnei Yisrael. And if he takes these days, the life that person was given, was given for the purpose of Torah, and he throws it in the yam. Lam lo chayim? What can you come and ask for now for chayim for? So chayim lo chayim, melechol it's for chayim. You still have to talk about it? No. Still have. The Rebbe told him, Lo'ilam ki hevelu vehevelu yomach. The Acha Shechoya Kam Yom is Asik Vesik Lohoyu, but Lotoya Mayusi Vilomoy. So the Benyan is explaining in very certain, very clear terms the formula of the year that Toya is the currency of life. The currency that makes life a value of meaning. You ever heard, maybe you ever met somebody who was looking for meaning in life? You ever met somebody like that? If you ever meet him, tap on the shoulder and say, what's your problem? Don't you understand? Man was created to enter. What's the reason why he didn't understand? What's the reason why we don't tap him on the shoulder? Because that's a short show. Well, that's it. That's. That's. But it is. A lot of things. It's mitzvahs and it's. Christmas, that's it. Just let me tell you, you know? Well, being a nice guy, is that good?
that's important, there's no question, it's very, very important. Doing favors to people, chesed, kavod is Hashem, tefillah. So tefillah got an honorable mention here in the beginning, Sinai Shel Shachris. But when you get down to the Matzias Adam and Oilam, just going back on the whole Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and it's also, it's from almost the Nasa also sounds like that. There's only one subject. The subject is Torah. Matzias Adam and Oilam, because the person was created to learn Torah, and the person wastes his time, and takes the currency of life, currency of value of life, and throws it in the yam, which yam. Rabbeinu Yehuda has a yam, in English IQ. It's called Yam HaTaiva. But you can use a different yam if you have a different one, whichever one that you threw it into. If you threw the currency, the 100 zuvim, into the yam, so then when you go back and ask the melech for another 100, it's a problem. So I don't know if you didn't look. On the surface, before we get anywhere, but Moshel tells us that it's not an inish. A person who throws his zoom out. Mel gave him zoom and he threw him out. Right. We're not punishing him and taking away the zoom from him. He threw him away. He probably threw him out. Now we don't give him another zoom. It's not that he gets an inish of Misa. You were given that you should, you need money to, whatever you need money for. That the Melech gave him for life, for whatever the purpose of that ever that the Melech gave him the Me'ezuvim for. If you didn't throw them in the yam, you would have them. You didn't take them away from you. That they were not giving them is because Einish. Somebody, it's that you committed suicide. The suicide of Olam and Olam here means it's a reality, it's not Einish. A person commits suicide, generally speaking, he's dead. There are exceptions. But the natural state of affairs is that if you commit suicide, you're dead. And it's not good. Not good. What do we need to understand in the Mishnah? Just to clarify our thoughts a little bit. Yeah. How about Monopoly? Is that Matthias out on the Bible? Which one is that going to? Yeah. How about there are missing protein of ways of being without the Torah. How about speaking politics? Which one's that good? Well, that's not good. That's both with Nisha. I mean, oh, that's not good. There's a lot of things that a person can do in the world. So, this list leaves us a little... one of the samplings, examples. How many examples does one need? Explore over the day. What exactly is this list? It's a very strange list. The overall message of the Mishnah, which we started speaking about, is one that is stated in the Chazal in many places in many forms. This place, it's stated in the reverse, in the negative. And Kinnear, that's where we should have to put our main emphasis, because that's the subject of the mission. But there's prerequisites here. That's Kinnear, they assume that we know. The reason why this is not good is because, you know what life is dead. So now, if you do these things, that's throwing your zoom out. So that's not, but first we have to understand the prerequisite. That's it. This day. So, that's it. I have another problem. What about the Shir Shel Shachris? With Shir Shel Shachris, the problem is that I come late to Seder afterwards because I got delayed to davening and then I missed my Harusa. So I hear. But I made the price of it, so it's not that way. The problem is that you missed Kriyashma. Kriyashma's man is the problem. And if I miss a little of, I don't put on tefillin, I make a lot of mitzvahs. It doesn't seem to be what's it doing in the Mishnah. And it's doing in the Mishnah where when he gets to the Messiah and the Oilam, and also the Nasa and all the Rishon, they don't talk, that's it. There's no more discussion about the problem of missing Kishma anymore. There's one problem. You create for him and he threw out his Uri. erased it yet. So what's it doing here? There's no... We're reminded by a strange halacha, which it says, "Zechich mikaveit umnatayim." And it says in seven halachas, Mishnah, "Minim shir kaveit umnatayim." In the most bidyevitic situation, is kiyush mashachas arius. So we hear already in halacha that kiyushma, contrary to popular opinion, we thought it's just, a mitzvah, but we didn't know until now that the sugya of the Mishnah, that the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. In fact, if you would have asked me, I'd tell you it isn't. I would tell you, I mean, everybody knows that, the Rambam, like, has to pull a person out of bed at 3 in the morning, wake him up, ask him, what's Kriya Shema, what's that mitzvah, and he'll take a puzzle machal shemai. That's a nice thing. Here we see that it's plays a secondary role, but it can play a role of the minimum. But here we see that the Mishnah is explaining to us in the list of the problems of the different forms of throwing out Yisurim of Bittul Torah, is including the Bittul Kriyishma Shel Shachris, the Zman. We once spoke about Kriyishma. It's alright, I got a little off the subject, I mean, it's not too terrible, but not going to... I have a question. I'm going to ask an apocrisis question. The whole assumption of the Mishnah here, what they're showing in time, you'll see, is that a person was created for Torah. That's all you were created for. You're created for Torah. The one who's speaking is a Bnei Amin. So, let's get steered. I have another Bnei Amin. Bnei Amin Shachula. Shachli Shachli Zayin. Gives a list of 11 mitzvahs, I say. All the mitzvahs hal yonos, and also mitzvahs, I say, this list of 11. It's a very respectable list. The person has shaykh to this list is doing quite well. The first one is b'chira. The second one is Talmud Torah. It's in the list. It's one of 11. He's number 2, not number 1. And then there's a lot of others. Lachta b'drochel, it's brainless regardless of Hashem, the list of one. Different mitzvahs essay, which are the mitzvahs of Yenus, nimsu mitzvahs essay. It's a very good question what this list is of. In a minute we'll get into the bigger power, what it's a list of. But the whole thing, just that we see what's doing over here, knowing Gadlus Hashem, knowing Chazdei Hashem, Kedusha, Avoid the year out of Drakes. Very respectable list. After the list, he says the following statement. In a minute, I'll show you the pasuk, but let's just skip a line. Matikras Avivra in Rayosim Olo Nafshoi, the Ike Isko Yvidron Shinipa Bavur. Person was created for a purpose. He does all kinds of wonderful things. It just one thing he didn't do what he was created for. Matikvah sol. There are other sorts of shyness in the Bnei Yonah. In Chalota he says, Ma ha'ilu, ha'ilu, b'chol kinyaneh ha'imroh hi b'nei alinah. Such a thing that a person can have many kinyani ruchnim, the neshom is talking over there. He says, but where did he get you? If you still soft possibly add up to be real, but any other way. It has this concept, it's other places also, that a person can have some very tremendously respectable milus, and you can still have a big X on it. Because a person has to know machalos, but what you created for. But I have to ask a steer now. Here in our mission, the Binyan tells us a person is created only for Talmud Torah. And here he gives us a list of 11 things. Talmud Torah is one of them. Another difficulty here is that the Binyan, we didn't see no, that a person was never for these 11 things. So this is no problem, it's a pasuk. It's last week's after Shenema. Kol Nikri Bishmi. Exactly about the CC. Don't you see? Obvious.
I just had a suggestion that there's two separate lists for two separate things that a person was created for. One list is what he was created for, Mifchinat Hashem. What is he in relationship to Hashem? Let's say, a man is supposed to manifest certain things for Hashem, right? Because that's what he's supposed to do in relationship to Hashem. But what he was created for himself, right, is a different list. That's to say, his own, this is for him, one's for himself and one's for Hashem.
Which one's which?
I would suggest that the Torah is for himself and the 11 are for Hashem.
Very nice.
Sounds great.
Can you explain that, please?
You're right.
Yeah. I just have a very minimal idea. It's just that what one has to do with the godless of Hashem. So I have to have a huge list encompassing many, many different aspects, almost global. I've seen, and the other one is very pinpointed as far as what this particular key for his own development, which is relatively unimportant in relationship to Hashem, perhaps, but his own development as opposed to what he's to be doing in relationship to Hashem. So the bigger list would go for what is required of him for Hashem.
Can we switch places?
That's for sure. I'm not trouble where I am.
So it's just, let's try to understand a little bit, but it's so useful, I didn't have it so clear to the so useful of his client test. This is a there's a Yisoid Golat Moid that it's quite life dependent on it. It's almost like life and death, whether we have this clear. So it's very, very important what he's talking about. Avodas Hashem has many aspects to it, no question. There are many responsibilities, chinois, approaches. And Vaday the Torah and the mitzvahs are all aspects of all approaches and all chinois and all. And because of the breath of Torah, the Uruk of Torah, sometimes we get confused. And we can lose perspective. And the Yisoy that you're teaching us here is a Yisoy Niflo, in understanding the dual purpose of man's creation and the dual role and means that's used to fulfill these responsibilities. We'll use language that has Chazal. There are three major responsibilities of a human being. It's called Binam Chavei, Binam La'atzmai, and Binam La'mokai. Man has responsibility to his fellow man. Man has responsibility to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And man has a responsibility to himself. For the purpose of our discussion, because of the limitations of time also, the Benon Amoka, the Oil Chaveru is going to be left out. We're not going to discuss it tonight. Both lists don't discuss it, and there's a reason why in this discussion, the Benon Chaveru doesn't find expression. Doesn't find mainstay expression. Let me make one statement to clarify. The subject matter is that there's a there are two that exist that have central importance for every person: the Bore and the Nivra. Chayav Olam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Olam means the Bore is the Bore and the Nivra is me. The world is created, is set up after creation, set up in two major parts: the Ribono Shel Olam and me. Very egocentric. To explain why it's not so, so we have to get into the Havera, and I don't want to confuse the issue. I want Kudafka. It's confused as enough as is, but I want to try to get centralized on the essential line. What does it mean that I have responsibility towards the Ribono Shel Olam? So in the most simple form of understanding, so we feel that if I daven, put on tefillin, keep kosher, keep Shabbos, so the Ribono Shel Olam owes me one. Look at all these things I did for him. So he owes me one. I worked for him, I got to pay. Murei Chazda Yisbar is willing to accept the type of Marishkai also. And he'll pay. In a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chapis Chara Kol Be'er. Dogs also get paid. They get sent Merelas, Chafis. Anybody, you think you're doing Vajra Vyarakshan? In a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chapis Chara Kol Be'er. No question. You did a mitzvah, you're going to get tzchak. Nachon. But when we're talking about the concept that's expressed here, specifically what it says in the pasuk, that the creation of the world was created lichvoyle. Later it says in Pirkei Avos, kol nivra, that's not the Mishnah, kol nivra lichvoyle. Pasuk v'ar, we say in the Velitzion, Ruch Elokeinu, Shavuronu Lechvaydoi, one, Hezilonu Melagoyim, two, Zatoyim, Vinoslon Teres Emes. There's two as Teres Emes, Chaylan Matu Visachim. This duo, the Hitlon and Atoyim, we're going to leave aside for a moment. The two major stages. Shavuronu Lechvaydoi. We were created to be the representation of Kreid Shammai, the expression of Kreid Shammai. And Toyim. What is the duality here? Who are these two guys? What is this chavrus? It's interesting chavrus. Very important chavrus. What does it mean that the Rishon created the world lechvoydoi, and the kvoydoi of the Rishon is us? What does that mean? So ask the question this way. In Avoida, it says, Avoida Tzoyot Avoida. We're doing something for you. What are we doing for you? What does it need us for? Are we doing something? We're just pretending, and then he pays us because we were good kids and we pretended. There's a oimik that's difficult to discuss. It's the discussion that we are given here. The Ribono Shel Olam created a world that
where should we start from? Adon Elohim Hashem Elohim Tehem Kol Yitzi Nivra. No problem. Here's my law. Tehem Kol Yitzi Nivra. His Shein Melech is dependent on us. What's it going to do with it? He was a Melech before we ever existed.
And no?
Very much like that. It's all the Chesed of Kol. Hazai Shmoi Melech Nikra. When was he called a Melech? Ein Melech Bloi Am. When he created Nivra. And as far as each person's personal life is concerned, that Nivra means me. Meaning that the Shein Melech that the Rebbeinu Shalom receives from the process of having an arm is me. That what's expressed here in simple terms is a tremendous chiddush. Vaday. Before creation of the world, the Rebbeinu wasn't missing anything. And intrinsically, Vaday, the Rebbeinu doesn't need anybody, doesn't need anything. And we can't do anything for him. There's a sukkim in Iyov that expressed this concept that Vaday klapi the Rebbeinu Shalom the etzem. What did you do for him? Where did you do a mitzvah that he didn't give you? And he attempts to do the mitzvah first. It's like the marshal that we have over here. A person is supposed to do, buy something for the melech. And he gave you the money, so what did you do for him? The mezuzah you get from him. The chayim you get from him. Everything you get from him. So what you say that you did for him? He's the shoresh of everything that you did. This is the essence of creation, the chiddush of creation. The difficulty that it was necessary in creating creation is the version had to limit his own expression, intrinsic expression, Kavi Yochel, as the Kol Yochel, as the Melech B'tzad Atzma, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, Leuven Boyd. And he, overall, also, the Ha'ivah by him is all the same. It's the Melech, the Moloch, the Yimlech, it's all the same. But to leave room in the world for us to exist, and to function, and to have meaning, the Roshan limited his expression. Made a hole. But after the Koyach, this is his greatest expression of his Koyach She'in Lo'idimu. That he was able to create Kavi Yochel within his Vilti Balas Tachlis, with his no ending greatness, room for dependence on his Nivroni. Ad Kedei, who is the Loki? Ad Kedei, Ein Melech B'Loyok. Ad Kedei, when it says in Shira Shirin, Melech also B'Rohatim. The Rebbeinu created a system where he's a melech that's in chains. He's chained down to our activities, to our mice. His vaday, those chains himself, are totally beretzaynay. And beretzaynay, chaygay, beretzaynay, maygay, that's one of the piyutim that we say it over and over again in so many different expressions, that all of this process, all those limitations, is all Ba'avon Mugbal. It's only to whatever degree that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants it to be that way in order to do this whole process what he wants. To whatever degree he doesn't want, so he can just throw it all off, which takes him. Ba'adai Be'etzim, he wasn't Makbi himself at all. Aval. For the purpose of creation, for the purpose of the Tachlis of creation, for Bechira and the Atovar Shleimer and everything that's explained in all of this for him. The Roshan created an existence where his Malchus is a Malchus only through us. And if we're not there, then he's not there. Ad Kedei,
that the posuk, which is Kriya Shema, it's the beginning of our Mishnah, that is the description, that is the declaration of independence, that's the declaration of Malchus Shemayim. We don't get to Hashem Elokeinu before we say Shema Yisrael. If there's no Yisrael, then there's nothing to talk about Hashem Elokeinu. Or it says a Chazal, Shem Mole Yischal on Olam Mole. Gracious, precious, Hashem Vur, Hashem brings it. Only once the world was created in its totality, then there was the Shem Elokeinu, the Shem Mole, Olam Mole. And here are rules that is fitting for its purpose. That it is a kli roi the kabel kli shemayim. Then you can have the full expression of kli shemayim. And if not, not. Vehi b'shur melech sasi v'yishad ad yachash yifte yisrael. Says in the Medrash, yachash yifte yisrael azayu melech ein yachash yifte yisrael not a melech. Marshal Neyer. Melech built a tremendous palace. He wanted to build it on the water. So how did he do it? Took 12 sphinas and he tied them all together. And he built bridges between them, platforms, and on that he built his palace. As long as all the sphinas are connected, there's a palace. Start breaking down the connections between the different boats. Each one goes off into their little camp. No palace. Malchus Shemayim is totally dependent, just like the Amun was built on the palace is built on the boats. So the Malchus Shemayim was built on Christ or being Christ. Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim is expressed as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The description, the Gilui of Malchus Shemayim, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, needs to be preempted, the way has to be cleared. The Goyin says that when a person says Shema Yisrael, there are two, the words Shema Yisrael, there are two basic combined kavanas that a person has to have. One is the idea of being part of the klal. V'afrech k'moicha means afer b'vol klal. So they should be, the boat should be together. Even if on the surface things don't look always that way, you can overcome that. It doesn't, these things are not dependent on what goes out in the papers. That's not where things happen. That's where things don't happen. That's where they look like they happen. There could be all kinds of problems. And a fiddle sits somewhere in the room. He closes the door. And he says, Shema Yisrael. And he means, and he feels, and he understands that all Klai Yisrael is one entity. Then Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in this place for Malchus Shemayim to place in the world. I, on the surface, there are problems. Yeah, there are problems. But I, the close, the world hasn't come to its shleimus. When we get to that point, so then that's a guru shleim. Ad as in a kisi shalom v'in a shem shalom. Vaday. In a chalam. Vaday. The kvod malchus is shkinta v'gavus. That's very, very bad. But each one individually has total personal control over the whole world. You're not dependent on anything that says in things. It doesn't matter what the friend next door says. It doesn't even matter what your Shviga said to you last time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can overcome any limitations that come from the outside. Any limitations that come from the outside. It's a little difficult, because you have to mean it. And if it was so personal, or is there something next to an age, or something that's difficult to mean it. But a Ruy Yitzur, a person could overcome that limitation. So then the Hishma Yisrael is real. And there's place for Shema. Okay. Number two is you can't say Shema American. You can't even say Shema Israeli. You have to say Shema Yisrael. If a person doesn't recognize as a prerequisite for Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim that he's a Yid, a Yisrael. A Yisrael, we are Lanims. Christ was Lanims. Yaakov, Yisrael, Kiyadur, says Rashi and Chumash, Yisrael is the higher form. Shema Yisrael is the expression that Yisrael should call a spoil. Tiferet is Yisrael. Yisrael is the Tiferet, is the expression. What's Tiferet? Tiferet is the expression of Kol. The word Yisrael, Yosha, Kel, the expression, the word itself, what it means, is the direct expression of Kodeshmai. Ad, Shadmust Yuknoi, Shayakov Yuno, Shayisrael. The Kokol, like Yisrael Kol.
Direct word.
Right?
The direct.
Expression, Yoshakel, the direct expression. Right. You want to know what the person looks like here? Look at me. Tell me, okay. That's me. Not me. Okay. Tell me, okay. A person is created, in the lowest form, a person was Choyte, Chet, Chayt, Misvizayolo, and he's a pagan and died. And all you have is a dead goof that was killed by Bezdin. Okay, I can't hang it up. I think I'll take it down. Why? It's all about Kim Tolo. You can't get away from it. You can't be lower. Okay? You can be the bottom of the bottom. Dead. A dead Bechal Shabbos that was killed by Bezdin. Okay? Just a goof. The Shem is not there. Still tell me. Okay? A dead kid. A bayat. So I am a Jew and I is good. Maybe that's not true.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're also called Tzomel. Okay. But anyway, I recall that's true. The rabbi that the goof of a Avayan is more Kurdish than a good. Klai Samos have respect for the goof of a Nesheretov. But rabbi, the person, the Chayich Yusuf, every year, on a daily basis, start off the day. We've been calling Shinu Shal Shachas as an antidote to the problem called Shinu Shal Shachas. As an antidote to Shinu Shal Shachas, to awaken the slumber that a person can start his beginning. There's a daily beginning. And the daily beginning can start two ways. This way or that way. Those are the only two choices. Either Yisrael or not Yisrael. Not Yisrael is shame. Either a person can be an expression of Kodesh Shemayim, or it can be asleep. Which means that theoretically he still has the possibility, but you gotta wake him up. The form of the how do we actualize this? What's the process? What's the process that gives us this quality? What's the koyach? What's the process? What's the form that gives this type of meaning to life? This is the essence of life, and gives us this. Where will we come? Where will we come from? You go on and on and on, there are many places in Chazal this concept is expressed. Man Bayom Hazeh is created in a world and in a situation where everything is against him.
everything's out to pull him down and to express the animalistic side of man. The neshama is in Beit HaSoar, in jail, meshubit to the goof. It says in Chazal that the Malach wanted to say Kodesh to all the Rishon before, when he was in Gan Eden, before the Chet. And given Moshe, the Melech and the Viceroy were coming into town, and everyone wanted to give the proper cover. They're coming in the chariot, they're coming into town. Everybody was doing all of the hoo-haing, whatever it is that you do when you're... There was a question, who's the Melech, who's the Viceroy? They both looked pretty cautious. So the Melech kicked the Viceroy out for a few minutes. And everybody knew who's the Melech, who's the Viceroy. So too, the Melechim saw all the mission. Want to say Kodesh Kodesh. So the Rishon showed people of Taibin. They kicked them out. I'll show you. Shana. Shana is the expression of the difference between the actors between man and the Rishon. Really Shana, there was Mokum Nitas. Maybe Echanami, you see, he has a goof. Maybe the goof was both of the Neshama. And the Neshama was a friend of Kahim Al. And this creation is a creation of an expression, Kulay directly, Yosha Kel, a direct expression of Kray Shemaim. So then all that you relate to the Neshama relates to the person, because it's always it's Kray Shemaim. That's Kray. It's just the expression of the Neshama is Kray. You put him to sleep, and you say, oh, there's no sight to this, not there. It could be a beggar also. Number one, Shayna Shal Shachris is the direct opposite. The two sides of human existence. Either Adam, Shayna Adam, says in Chazal, has two meanings. Either Adama, and that's very nicely expressed when a person is sleeping. Echad Meshisha Medisa. But all of the Kirchhoff's are Yenis, all the Dibu, Seifa, they all go. The only thing that's left is a very worthless piece of them. Can't do anything, put it in a bed, you know, actually. All the Mudalim, it's still a Mazik, but it's not the Kazi, you can do it in the Dimbin works. Very top notch. Rather, the accusation earlier in the concern, and also in the wrong way, my mother, perfect. Echad Meshisha Medisa. Or Edmund Elgin. Odom is either Kesha Oyla Oyla Ala Shemayin, Mamish, Edmund Elgin. Or Kesha Nofa Nofa Ala Oretz, Mamish. Mina Noma, Ashtik. He's a good book. Nothing. What's a person worth in sleep? There's only values that you can wake him up. What function can he play in sleep? There are exceptions, but they're not a regular person. Shina Shal Shachris, the person to start, the beginning of the process, the person's haschola, his existence. There's two ways. Edmund Elgin, or Adama. Shina Shal Shachris, or Chabot, or Machushima. Shachris the time of beginning of the day, the time of the starting of Mahalach, the person has to establish on what road he's on. And there are two choices. Every human being at every stage of his life always has two choices. What is the koyach that depends? True. You know why I admit that again? You know why I can be Daniel, I can be Israel? Because I have an Ashok. You know why I can be a pagan man? for the Arabic. Miachia. Miachia. What koyach is there that can take this, combine the two of them together, and will determine which way it's going to go? So not at the chlolos, on an individual, momentary basis, that's the Avayah Pchir. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, put it this way, Borsi Yitzhar or Borsi Teyatav. Situation, Bli Teyatav, is a lost case. True, you have an Neshama, but it's totally enslaved to the Guf. Ein B'Koyach an Neshama, Mulei Teyatav, to enslave the Guf to the Neshama. The koyach, the chius, just like a person can be a very, very wealthy man. But if he doesn't have his checkbook, he can't get breakfast. Tremendous, in the bank in Swiss, $1 million. Right? I don't know you, you don't have any money. So I'm not going to sell you a puff of bread. You can start. Everybody eats stuff if they want. Stuff. The middle of the existence of life, of this life, that energizes this duality into an existence of meaning and value, is to the triumph of it. Yisrael v'reis v'kitshiruchu chad. It doesn't work without it. The way that a man can become edmel le'elyoy, an expression of krochmayim etzad atzmai, can overcome the death aspect of the guf and bring out the chiyus aspect of the neshama, the money, the currency of that life force, Chaya Olam, not the Vishnachemu, is Torah. First of all, Torah is Emes, and Chaya Olam, Torah is Echem. Mitzad, the other Mitzad Atzmon, that there should be a player here, that there's somebody to deal with. That's totally only one thing. Only one thing. You can't use anything else. You can't use a Veda, you can't use Tefillah, you can't do Maisim Tayyibim, you can't do that. None of those things are yet life before. This is true B'Olam Hazeh, and this is true B'Olam Habo. Ad Kedi Kach, the Gemara asks the question, Nosha V'Maik HaZoch. What do you mean Nosha V'Maik HaZoch? Do you not have mitzvahs? How about we should have the mitzvahs that they have in the day? How many devices they have in a day? Sometimes they don't realize it. But they're dealing with devices all day long. It's all chesed. Almost everything a woman does is a key and it's a device. We have to recall this. Until we find a rule of an esek in matzah once a year, so we only go crazy. That's right. That's nice. But Microsoft. So all a person explained that a person needs air and food and sleep, aside from what you need. But there are different levels of dependencies. A person grew X amount of days without food, X amount of days without water, X amount of days without sleep. But air, you can't go without at all. The etzim chius. The chiyus itself is constant. So you can't take any breaks from life. Even air is only a marshal. That is not a good marshal either. You can go around, you can hold your breath for air. The chiyus itself, chiyus doesn't have a hefzer. If it does, then it's basically they say that the person died and revived and it's Mason's different story. If he died, he doesn't come back. He didn't die. He got very close. He hit. But he didn't die. If he died, you know, they're very nice. I'm going to have big respect for them. They're not Mechaim Eisen. They should go. A person wants Chiyas Tavs to understand. Chiyas, that's some Chiyas that makes a person that type of Chaim that's called that Nivra, which is has can live in this form of being Bnei Nivra Vizel. That's all that exists. Bnei Nivra, and he plays a role. What role do you play with it? In terms, that's the world. The world is, there's two people on chessboard, the Bnei and the Nivra. What's in it for me? What do I have to offer? You have exactly to offer Nivra, which is Tachas. If there wouldn't be such a Tachas, you wouldn't have created it. But there is such a Tachas, he created it. And that's me. That chiyus, that money in the Moshe, that is the essence of life, the essence of meaning of life, the essence of that that gives us the Shem Yisrael. That's the Kiyudur. The different, obviously, each one has its Midah. And Yisrael is Midah is Toyev. Yaakov Avinu is Midah is Toyev. Yishtom Yeshev Ohav. Torah Kehem Chayenu Rechavenu has explained so well. Number one, before we talk about being the process of what I may actually avoid it towards the Rebbeinu Shalom is, I could have to be a player. I have to be alive from the dead. I have to be Edmund the Elyon. If I'm Edmund the Elyon, then I can start being a Gilu Kray Malchus Shemai. I can be a manifestation of Kray Shemai. If I'm a pagan man, if I'm Shem Shachris, if I'm out cold, then even if I had all this list of them, no. I'm part of the list of them, but it's all number one, I have to, for my own existence, my own definition of Shema Yisrael, to be a Yid, the essence of that, that's the second half. Okay, now you're a Yid, you have to, what are you supposed to do? Right. What does the Bushan need you for? As a call, the day Shemaim, it's me, Yeshua. The Rishon left over mix of our existence, of parts of the universe that are dependent on us. All 11 of these mitzvahs, if you please bring into them, are different forms of the basic concept that the Rishon left the revealment of Kodesh Shemayim in the world to be brought out by this Nivra who is a Yisrael. In the list of the definition of Yisrael is only two. Father, you have to do all the mitzvahs. I understand a person can call Rosh Eli every Torah can tell you anymore. So then he doesn't have Torah. A person just learns those the mitzvahs. Then he doesn't have Torah. But the defining factor of what makes a person a Yisrael, that's the starting point. That's Shachris, the starting point. It's got to be Torah. The starting point, Shem Tzion, also means in the day of life. That's why in youth, later parts in life, there are some people who are still zeich to be learning Torah, and some people have different responsibilities. And there's Yisachris in the world, there's rulers in the world. It's to me, it's Balabat, and that's the way the world's supposed to be. But that's in stage 2 and 3. But in stage 1, in Shachris, everybody's supposed to learn Torah. No exceptions. If you don't start the child with Torah, and now the child ends at least 25, 27. Mm-hmm. At least. How about right. Shachris, the youth, that's going to be cool. Then, there are other stages. But the defining factor when a person gets his, what's called nowadays, identity, he's getting his identity number. Chrysler's identity number has one letter on it. Tell you. That's it. Anyone know it's true? Ask any goy. In any generation, what did you people of the book? But they didn't kind of work on anything. Yeah, they do all kind of things, but the people of the book. That's a yid. The definition of a yid. The existence of a yisrael. The free definition that makes him a live member of the first half of the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That the second half has where to be how on? That's only thing. Person was created only for
so where would it fit into this then?
The more answers. Mm-hmm. So it's the more answer. The more answers because of their assist role in the husbands and children.
So what about an unmarried woman?
Unmarried woman is in trouble.
Well, she's in trouble from the time she's born, but she's not going to be married the minute she comes into the world.
I mean, she's not going to be married.
Well, usually when you're born, you're not married yet, so from that second on, you're already in trouble, because she couldn't get married yet. So what do you do until the time you get married? You're in trouble.
Everybody tells you to get married isn't in the Kriya. That's, you know, there are hagdomas before it's, the safest starts.
No, what I mean is by a woman, not a woman, you have to, there's no chiyuv, let's say, for a woman to get married, but a woman doesn't want to get married. So she didn't...
Rachel answered that question. There are certain things that you believe to chiyuvim. You have the definition. And Rav Mason, like, they're not chayiv to have chosen, they don't, they did. They're not chayiv. They don't have a definition. A woman that's not in the realm of marriage and children has to really go to very exceptional forms of special roles to earn her role as existence. Because the standard form of existence doesn't have.
Let me ask it this way. Still out there. At 13, I immediately can be involved in having an identity. Perhaps before, maybe from Chinuch, I don't know when this all starts. Right? So I have a shear when it's for sure for me. A woman that's not like that.
It's not so black and white, because that I wouldn't come into it also.
No, so if they do, yeah. But I mean,
we teach them in Beis Yaakov, we teach them to... all of these already related to all kinds of kediyavit and all kinds of real shows and all kinds of situations necessary. Zayed the Sayyid of Mashiach. You have to learn, first of all, the Sayyid of Mashiach. And the application. It's just a human is an issue. You have to understand the whole existence. The one thing I'll tell you clear. Yeah. When we're talking about Olam, Nikru Shmo'am. Nikru Shmo'am. Yisrael. It's Yishu Beisa. It's Yishu Beisa. That's called Yisrael. The minimum after that, I'll ask you a written question. What does the man do if he does have Shalom Bayis? Doesn't beat Pichon. It's Pichon. I don't know how to say Shema Yisrael. Come on, your neighbor, what about your wife? She gets stuck at step one, the wife. You know. It's like checkmate. You know. How do you get past that? I don't know. There are problems in the world. The world is a pill. There are sorts in the world. The people with brain handicaps, and all kinds of diseases, and all kinds of very weird, unnatural, and unnormal paths of life. The nation has all kinds of very interesting plans for all kinds of special uses that we don't know. Whoever learned the rules find the exceptions. But the basic rules are true for it. One is the natural stuff.
It's Rosh Chodesh, you need to drink wine in the air.
So we're going to stop in the middle of it. There's a full time. I have no choice. I have to yell at 9:30. So we got started. What did you say this was, a 70? You said?
70.
No, you did.
You did. We were about 65.
No.
So we were 70?
No.
Yeah, but